This is Volunteer Voice, the magazine for volunteers with the Macular Society, the summer 2025 edition. And inside this issue, you can hear about Peter's accessible bingo game, Northern Ireland's Development Day, you can meet one of our trustees, you can hear some volunteer statistics, hear about a full house of support, a new group for Newstead, the Northern Ireland Development Day, a befriender in me, Leah taking to leap. We will also remember Betty. First of all, these are your key contacts for the Macular Society. For all services and support-related inquiries, the helpline is 0300 303011. For regional support or contact details for your regional manager, the number for groups admin is 01264 560 259. For volunteering support, your volunteer manager is on 01264 601 041. And for befriending support, the befriending line is 01264 326 622. And for information about fundraising and membership, the supporter care number is 01264 350 551. Now here are some facts and figures about volunteers, which were correct as of April 2025. We have 1,038 volunteers performing 1,286 roles. We have the most volunteers in South Central England. If each role was a step, our volunteers would have climbed the Eiffel Tower four times. If each volunteer role lasted just 1 hour, that would be over 53 straight days of continuous volunteering. Our volunteers contribute almost 67,000 hours a year. If they only volunteered for 1 hour per week, that's nearly 7.5 years of continuous non-stop work. If one person worked 24/7 without breaks, it would take them over 7 years to match our volunteers' annual contribution. And our volunteers provide the equivalent of 32 full-time support worker roles to ensure no one faces macular disease alone. And now a welcome from Ed Holloway, who is the Chief Executive of the Macular Society. Your annual magazine is now published to coincide with Volunteers Week, which celebrates and recognises the contributions of volunteers. This year, as part of our long-term planning and a response to rising costs, we're reviewing how we work to ensure we continue delivering our mission in a way that best serves you and the people that we support. You may be aware that we've been considering some changes which could reduce the size of our regional team. These proposals are still under consultation. While this is a necessary process, one thing remains unchanged, and that is the vital role you play as a volunteer. The contribution you make is as important as ever. As always, Volunteer Voice is about celebrating you, and in this issue, you'll find no exception, as we have some fantastic stories to share. Like Peter from Fife, whose incredible efforts have brought so much success to groups in Scotland. And Leah, who has best disease, and volunteers on our new Lived Experience Advisory Panel. That's LEAP, L-E-A-P. With your continued help, together we will beat macular disease. I hope you enjoy your magazine and have a splendid summer. And that's signed by Ed Holloway, the Chief Executive. Now, an article, A Full House of Support. Before his sight loss worsened, Peter had been a passionate woodworker, creating wonderful pieces on his lathe, a hobby that sadly became more difficult as his eyesight deteriorated. Peter, from Glenroth in Fife, was diagnosed with wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, and was referred to the Macular Society by Sight Scotland veterans. Registered as severely sight-impaired, and with little support, he was facing loneliness and isolation. Since joining the Kirkcaldy group, his confidence has flourished, and he has been successfully running the group for almost a year. Remembering his love of woodwork, he wanted to contribute something meaningful to the Macular Society. Despite no longer being able to operate a scroll saw, he crafted a large print wooden bingo set as a gift for the support groups. Little did he know that his creation would travel far and wide, bringing fun and laughter to many. The bingo set has been sent across the southeast of Scotland, most recently making its way to the Scottish borders, where volunteers have also enjoyed using it with their group members. Bathgate group member Nan MacDonald was delighted with the bingo set that Peter crafted. She said, "It's a travelling bag of fun and laughter that brings shared happy times to so many." And now news of a new group for Newstead. Our Newstead group was established in October last year thanks to Amanda Gibbons, who set up the group. Amanda has AMD in both eyes and found it very difficult to get support. She was struggling to find her local group as she says she lives in the middle of nowhere and, like many people with sight loss, finds it difficult getting anywhere. Amanda explained, "I was speaking to Paul Holden, who's the regional manager for the Central Midlands, and I think we jokingly said, what about starting a new group? We thought about where might be practical for people with sight loss and limited mobility, like me. And we settled on Newstead Village, which is just down the road. So we arranged our first meeting in October 2024 and have met every month since. With around 12 to 14 members attending each session, it's a small but happy group, and Amanda is enjoying her new role as a volunteer. She said, I thrive when I can help people. It helps to talk and meet like-minded people. It brings us all together. The Macular Society has been a massive support to me, and I want to give something back." Simone, who is a member of the Newstead group, said, "My daughter came across a leaflet saying a new group was starting in the area, so we went along. We really enjoyed it, and it was so informative. Amanda has been amazing. She's so lovely and kind." And now news of Northern Ireland volunteers coming together for a development day. In March, our Northern Ireland team hosted a volunteer development day in Belfast. The event was attended by 32 volunteers, with 9 of our 21 Northern Ireland groups represented, along with befriending and tech volunteers. We were also delighted to welcome our Chief Executive, Ed Holloway, who kicked off the day with a personal introduction and a thorough overview of Macular Society research and services. Ed's talk was followed by Danielle McDonough from Foresight Ireland and Una Mulgrew of RNIB, who explained their organisation's missions and services. One volunteer later commented that they so valued hearing about other related organisations and the services offered. You asked, we actioned. This event came about following a number of requests our volunteers had made for talks on various topics, which included more hands-on IT support. As a result, AbilityNet came along to provide IT workshops to attendees. Attendees were able to circulate between 4 tables which offered tips and insights on using social media, Zoom, smartphone apps and talking texts and emails. Following other requests, we offered 2 further workshop options to our volunteers. Paula Meenan of Deafblind gave an informative, interactive workshop on caring for people with dual sensory loss. And Christopher Conlon from Be Perfect gave a makeup demonstration. Stephen Thompson, group volunteer for the Newton Abbey group, said it was well structured, well organised, and the workshops were a great idea. It was good to hear other people's stories and get a sense of the scale of volunteering. Often you're in your own bubble with your own group. It was a very positive experience, and it reinforced the value of volunteering and encouraged me to continue my volunteer work and develop my role as a volunteer. David McCain, group leader of the Londonderry group, said, it was great to meet others like me with the same condition. I found the tech talk by AbilityNet really helpful. The whole day was very worthwhile. The Northern Ireland team is very grateful to our donors who made this day possible, and especially to all the wonderful volunteers who make up our support network. We couldn't do it without you. And now hear Audrey's story. You've got a befriender in me. Audrey found out about our befriending service in Sideview magazine. She said, over the years, people have said to me how good I am at listening and how supportive I've been. I read an article about a befriender that had 10 befriendees, and I thought, I could do that. And I did. Audrey was matched with May last year, and they hit it off straight away. Audrey said, we're the same sort of age. We remember the war, and we've formed a really big bond over that. She added, I love volunteering. I find it so rewarding and like listening to other people's stories. Audrey and May chat every week. We're in regular contact, and she's a joy, said Audrey. We just slot in beautifully together. We have such a laugh together. And here are some befriending stats. We currently have 168 befriender volunteers, supporting 244 befriendees. An incredible 109 new matches were made last year. On average, we receive around 150 new referrals each year. And here's Tessa's story. Tessa's mother had age-related macular degeneration, AMD, and caring for her gave Tessa a great amount of sympathy for people with sight loss. Now she has dry AMD too. Volunteering seemed therefore like a useful thing for Tessa to do. She said, everyone I've spoken to just wants someone to talk to, who understands, and often family and friends don't understand. Tessa has been volunteering with us for over 13 years as a befriender and skills for seeing trainer. She's worked with 8 befriendees over the years. One of those was 102-year-old Betty. Tessa said, we had a lot in common. We both loved gardening. About a year ago, Betty moved to a care home, and it was great that our friendship continued. It was nice for Betty to hear a familiar voice. It's always difficult to see the decline in my matches, but I know it's so worthwhile. It is nice to feel I can be of some use. If you're currently a befriender and would like to take on an additional match or learn more about the support calls available, please get in touch with the team on 01264 326 622. That's 01264 326 622. Or you can email befriending@macularsociety.org. That's befriending@macularsociety.org. And now Leah takes the leap. Well, last year we set up the Lived Experience Advisory Panel, that's the LEAP, L-E-A-P, to help shape and create services that are more sustainable, accessible and inclusive for our members. The panel consists of 15 members, 13 of whom represent a great cross-section of the macular disease community. The other two are a friend or family member of someone living with macular disease. Leah, who was diagnosed with Best disease during the pandemic, decided to apply to join LEAP as she uses co-creation in her career within education and designing courses that are accessible and inclusive. She said, drawing on the experiences of people who are going to use the services is a great idea. I think the Macular Society is already doing a great job at providing some really important and helpful services to people like me. So anything I can do to support that is really positive. It's setting a great example for other organisations to show them how essential lived experience is and what it can do when put at the heart of an organisation. Applications to become a member of LEAP, visit macularsociety.org/LEAP. That's L-E-A-P. macularsociety.org/LEAP. And there you can find out more and updates on when they reopen. And now an interview with a trustee. Amanda Rowland here talks about being a trustee of the Macular Society, a volunteer role which she's held for almost 5 years. Firstly, Amanda was asked to tell a bit about herself. Well, before retiring in 2019, I worked as a lawyer, firstly in tax and then financial services regulation. I've also lived with myopic macular degeneration for many years, so I have a personal connection with the Macular Society. She was then asked how she became a volunteer. I saw an advert for trustees in Sideview magazine in 2020, she said. I sent in my CV, had a phone interview, as we were in lockdown at the time, and I've been a trustee ever since. So, what does being a trustee involve, we wondered? Well, a critical role for trustees is setting the strategy of the charity and working with the executive staff to oversee implementation. We focus on finance, governance and risk management, supporting the team while leaving day-to-day operations to staff. We wondered what the most rewarding part of volunteering was for Amanda. She said, "Helping people adjust to vision loss by sharing my experiences and offering guidance is incredibly fulfilling. I often speak with individuals who are newly diagnosed and unsure of what to expect. Being able to reassure them and point them to the Macular Society's resources is a great feeling." What would you say, we finally asked, to someone who's considering volunteering? Volunteering for a cause you believe in is incredibly rewarding, Amanda says. You don't have to start as a trustee. There are many ways to help, whether that's through fundraising, befriending, or supporting events. And if you want to become a trustee of the Macular Society, you can find out more at macularsociety.org/become a trustee. That's macularsociety.org/become-a-trustee. And finally, in this edition, we're remembering Betty. This October will be the 10th anniversary of the Milford Haven Group, which is the legacy of Betty Wheeler, who passed away in 2023. Betty was the original group leader for the group from 2015, when the group was established, up until 2021, when she stepped down due to ill health. Madeline Roberts, who took over from Betty as group leader, said, "Betty was an absolute character. She was determined not to let her sight loss affect her and carried on with her crafts, knitting scarves and blankets to be sent to Africa. She used to say to me, 'There are other people worse off than us, so we've just got to get on with what we've got.' Now I carry Betty's voice in my head and always ask myself, how would Betty deal with this? What would Betty do? If it wasn't for Betty pushing me, I wouldn't have become a volunteer. She pulled me out of a dark place to be involved with the group. She believed that the group helped people and wanted it to continue to help people after she was gone. I've tried to carry on Betty's ethos in that we have a safe space to share experiences, fears, and frustrations with the emotional roller coaster of grief that you go through with sight loss, but with a big emphasis on what we're still able to do." You can find your local support group at macularsociety.org/groups.